because it's the best movie, but because it's the most popular among young kids.
I feel like the Avengers has a good chance, though, too.
I think Hunger Games is going to win, though.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong. My prediction, too.
And then for best group, as in music, there's Big Time Rush, Bon Jovi, Maroon 5, and One Direction.
Man, that's a good... I don't know. That's a close call.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay, I thought you were being serious. It's like, are you really like, these are little kids, mostly little girls voting. One Direction's going to take that, hands down. Bon Jovi is good, but like, come on, it's... Little kids aren't going to vote like for Bon Jovi. Olds. Yeah, like 10-year-olds aren't going to vote for Bon Jovi. They don't even know who they are. Best male is Justin Bieber, Bruno Mars, Blake Shelton, and Usher. Predictions?
I don't know. Probably Justin.
Yeah, definitely Justin. Again, the little girl factor.
Yeah, I wouldn't vote Justin, but I have a feeling he's going to win.
I think it could be close between Bruno Mars... But I think Justin's going to take it.
Yeah.
Blake Shelton, not enough people listen to country. Not enough little kids listen to country. And Usher just hasn't won anything in a long time. Best female, Adele, Katy Perry, Pink, and T-Swift.
See, that's another close one.
That is a really close. I honestly think any one of them could win. But I'm hoping Adele wins.
Knowing the people who are going to vote, I have a feeling Taylor Swift will win.
I know.
I'd much rather have Adele win. But
I mean, but Adele, she has that also like that factor of like she just kind of runs the world.
Yeah. Like we said, she'd probably become president if she could.
Yeah. And then best song. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Hold on for this one. Call Me Maybe.
Oh, that one's going to win.
Gangnam Style.
Ooh.
Another good top one. Contender. We Are Never Getting Back Together. And What Makes You Beautiful?
Call Me Maybe.
I know you're being I want a serious one. Gosh. Serious predictions.
What Makes You Beautiful?
I think it or is going...
Or Taylor Swift.
Yes, it's going to be... I'm hoping it's What Makes You Beautiful. No.
I'll just continue voting so I make sure it's One
You've
Direction.
Been voting for the wrong countries.
It's still the Kids' Choice Awards. It's all the same categories, all the same people.
No, it's not because Ed Sheeran's not in the United States one. Boom.
Well,
boom, sucka, boom. I just blew your whole idea out of the water.
Not necessarily, anyways. Because I'll help them win in the UK.
What? I'd rather them win all over.
Well, I know. You're helping them in the US. I'm helping them in the UK.
Whatever.
It all works out.
Okay, whatever. Instead of just combining forces.
Well, we can do that too. If you start voting in the UK, I'll start voting in the US.
Okay. Okay, and then movies. The Hangover trailer came out, and they are back in Vegas for the final movie.
I'm so excited.
It looks really good, actually, because there's a death. It looks like Alan's dad, because we watched it several times to make sure it wasn't Doug.
Yeah, because Doug's literally in the trailer for half a second.
Oh, Doug.
And he doesn't go to Las Vegas with them.
Because he's never, like, with them.
Yeah, he's always lost.
Or, you know,
or
being responsible.
Yeah.
But they're in Vegas and it's like the last showdown and like
it all ends.
Yeah, and the poster shows like burning buildings. It looks so good. I cannot
and
wait.
And it's Alan versus Mr. Chow.
Leslie Chow.
So I'm excited for that one too. Where'd
my phone go? There it is. Cuz I need my phone for later. My mom says, I love Wipeout. No one cares, Mom. It's a lame show.
I need to go. I mean, a lot of people watch it. It's funny every once in a while.
Yeah, it is. I just know that one of like the...
I feel like one of the... Like the voice or America's Got Talent's going to win.
Yeah. I don't feel like enough people watch... Okay, I found the Instagram that I need for later. Oh my gosh. Okay. And then the Catching Fire promotional pictures are out now. And like it's just... It's like a lot of big contestants in the next Hunger Games. And I refuse to reblog this picture of Katniss. I refuse to reblog it because of what happens due to her dress. Spoiler alert, Cena, the guy that makes her dress, he ends up getting killed because of the dress he makes for her. So I refuse to reblog it, okay? Or, I mean, repost it anywhere. I refuse to. Because that was a good character. I'm skipping this because I don't think it's relevant. The game thing.
Yeah, it's not relevant for this.
Like, we're not going to talk about it at all.
Okay.
Okay. But now we're going to go to a musical break. And I'm going to play... Let's play a short song. I don't have short songs. Why don't I have short songs? Hold on. Okay, I'm going to go play Shoot Matoots.
That's an interesting song. What's it about?
Shooting your farts. Obviously. I got to go to Ease.
Did you write it?
No, Kim did. I'm going to play some Ed Sheeran. And this is You Need Me, I Don't Need You, because of what I said about Justin Bieber earlier. It reminded me of this song. So here it is. Wait, pause this. I forgot to do something important. Because you're listening to DGLC on Tinsel Talk, only at radio.dominican.edu. And coming up next, we're going to be talking about TV shows. We're going to play Poster Purge, and then we have celebrity gossip. So here is Ed Sheeran finally.
I don't want to bruise your ears or hurt you again, but I got backstabbed by Black Cap when I needed a friend. But now I'm in town, break it down, thinking I'm making a new sound, playing a different show every night in front of a new crowd. That's you now, hello child, seems the life is great now. See me lose focus as I sing to you loud. And I can't, no I won't hush, I say the words that make you blush. I'm gonna sing this now. True, my songs are where my heart is. I'm like glue, I stick to other artists. I'm not you, now that will be disastrous. Let me sing and do my thing and move to greener pastures. See, I'm real, I do it all, it's all me. I'm not fake, don't ever call me lazy. I won't stay put, give it a chance to be free. Suffolk Sally seems to sort of suffocate me. Cause you need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me, man, I don't need you. Smith to make the tune sell. Call yourself a singer writer, you're just bluffing. Names on the credits and you didn't write nothing. I sing fast, I know that all my shit's cool. I will blast and I didn't go to Brit school. I came fast with the way I act right. I can't last if I'm smoking on the crack pipe. And I won't be a product of my genre. My mind will always be stronger than my songs are. Never believe the bullshit that fake guys feed to you. Always read the stories that you hear on Wikipedia. Musically I'm demonstrating. What if I form now feels like I am meditating. Times at the Enterprise when some fella filmed me. Young single vital like a Gabriella chill me. Cause you need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you. You need me, man, I don't need you at all. You need me, man, I don't need you.
That's right, Justin Bieber. I don't need you. No way do I need you. You need me as a friend. That's right, Justin. Hear that out loud and clear. You need me. Bless you.
Thank you.
So, TV shows. And we're back, obviously. And that was Ed Sheeran with You Need Me, I Don't Need You. And I dedicate that one to Justin Bieber, even though he's not listening and never will. And up next, I'm going to start talking about TV shows that I watch. And on Monday nights, there's The Carrie Diaries. And, oh, man, that was a good one.
It really was.
Like, her dad found out she's been, like, lying and not working at the job she's supposed to. Because they found, like, Carrie went to this club with all her, like, co-workers from this fashion magazine she's working at. Instead of the law firm her dad thought she was working at. And then her dad was there on a date. Oh, it was awkward. It was so good, though. And so she got in trouble, and she can't work there anymore. And
Sebastian.
Oh, yeah.
Tried to find her.
I wrote that down. I was like, Sebastian out to make the big gesture. Because, like, Sebastian finally breaks up with that horrid girlfriend, Donna. Huh. Donna, that's... I was going to say that's a really bad name, but, I mean, if your name's Donna and you're a lovely person, it's a lovely name. But he, like, goes to New York to find her to make the big gesture, because that's what she talks about during the show. Oh, it's so good. Just more people should watch it. And then The Bachelor, I'm sure it was on Monday, and I'm sure it ended Monday, but I don't even want to know. Like, I didn't even look up the results because I don't want to know yet. I want to wait till I get home and I can sit and watch all of it unravel in front of my eyes. I can't wait. That's one of the things I'm so excited about spring break for. Oh, it's going to be so good. And then Pretty Little Liars. Oh, man. Where do I start?
The beginning?
No.
The end?
Just stop. Okay? Not funny. I don't enjoy your wisecracking humor. Anyways, Spencer's like in this crazy facility. Mental facility? Mental hospital? Mental hospital. And Mona comes in and she's like, well, I have all the answers. And if you join A-Team, you can get all the answers. Answers to questions you've never even thought of. And it's like, oh, what's she going to do? Clearly, she's not going to join A-Team. But the next week, someone dies. There's going to be a body found. Hopefully not Toby's. Because they haven't confirmed Toby's dead. They just think he's dead. If Toby dies, I'm flipping a table. Anyways. And then, Glee. Oh, Glee is finally back. You don't know how excited I am. There has been nothing to do for the past two Thursdays after the show. There's just nothing. Oh, it's so sad. But finally, it's back. And last episode was the wedding episode. And Emma and Will didn't get married because she ran out. But that means they're going to get married sometime, so they're going to have another wedding. Oh, I'm so annoyed with that. I don't care. I don't care about those two characters. Like, Glee is about the kids in Glee Club. I don't care about Mr. Shu's life. And first off, he's kind of creepy. And then Rachel found out she's pregnant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't even know how happy I was. I was so happy. That's how happy I was. I was, like, jumping on this chair. Because that's exactly what she deserves. She deserves to be pregnant. Little pretentious little... Oh, I hate her. I hate her character. She's the worst character. And to top it off, the guy is going to have the baby with is a prostitute. The whole prostitute. Oh, that's such a glorious setup. Who could ask for anything better for Rachel? And spoilers, on tonight's episode, Kurt is going to have a dream sequence, and it's him and Blaine singing Come What May, and that's been like a big song that Kurt and Blaine fans have wanted them to sing for a long, long time. I have heard about it forever on Tumblr, and it's finally happening. And there has been some talk of a school shooting happening, which I think, I don't know, I don't think that's, I feel like Degrassi did it. And other shows have done it, like One Tree Hill. They've done the whole school shooting, and I just feel like it's played out. Like, please, Glee, be original and just not do school shooting like every other high school show does. And I think it's time for Poster Purge. Okay, this is a game. I'm going to be honest. I totally borrowed the idea from BBC Radio 1 breakfast show with Nick Grimshaw. And the point is that me and Cassandra, we will go onto the photo albums on our phone, and I have 423 photos. I'm sure Cassandra has a lot more. How many photos do you have?
824.
And both of us, we're going to do this twice. I decided. Like, I'm going to scroll down, and she's going to tell me when to stop. Whichever picture it lands on, I have to post, or I have to delete it. And those will be posted to my Twitter, which is, again, WeyHeyLC, WeyHeyLC. And preferably they'll be, like, you know, embarrassing, because that's always fun. So we're going to do that twice. And then she's going to do the same to me, and then I'm going to do the same to her. She's going to scroll, and I'm going to say stop, and then she has to post or purge the photo. And so, like, Cassandra, why don't you start?
Okay, I'll start.
Okay. Are you on your photos? Ready? Scroll. And keep scrolling. Keep scrolling. Stop. What is it? Let's see. Let's see. Let's see what it is. Oh, man. That's a good one. I definitely think that's post-worthy.
Yeah, it's post-worthy because I'm not deleting this one.
Well, it's okay. It's just this really... It's when we went to the World Series parade. And it was really early in the morning and I was really not awake. And I look like I have jaundice, first off. And my eyes are half closed. Like, Cassandra looks decent in it. And I'm just looking a ratchet mess. Like, I really look like I have jaundice. My skin is, like, yellow. I'm thinking it's, like, just the lighting.
I hope so.
Or did I really look yellow that morning? It was early in the morning. Too early for anyone to be up that... Oh. Okay. So, my turn. I am going to start at the bottom of my photos.
That's what I did.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to keep scrolling. Keep scrolling.
Stop.
It's a video, so I can't.
Okay.
Wait, scroll, I'll start over. Okay. Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. Gonna keep on scrolling. Stop. Oh, it's a little baby picture of me. That's not embarrassing. But I can post that. Yeah. I scrolled all the way to the top. Oh my gosh, I scrolled too fast. Okay. So there's two photos that are going to be posted on my Twitter. That's WeyHeyLC. WeyHeyLC. And Cassandra's going to go a second time. So, ready?
Set. Yes.
Go. Stop. What is it?
It's a strawberry shortcake.
Oh, it's for your birthday. That's nice.
Yeah. It's not very funny, no. Though. Can I go again?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Ready? Stop. Watch me the same picture.
Not very funny.
No, why don't you have any funny photos? I have, like, some photos in here that, like, I look really dumb.
How about you go, and then I'll go again.
Okay, I'll start from the top this time.
Okay. Are you there?
I'm already scrolling.
Oh, sorry. Stop.
It's the Bay Bridge.
Boring. Man,
yeah. Okay, I'll keep scrolling.
Stop.
Oh, snapback.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, it is. It's from a day, this is when I became obsessed with snapbacks, because I'm wearing the snapback, where there's two snapbacks in the picture. One says Fly Guy, and one says Boom. And they're very, like, I don't know, I feel like they're manly snapbacks, but I feel like we rocked them. So I'll post that picture on there. I wish it would have landed on this picture. I should just post that picture and say it was that picture. Definitely doing that. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Set, go. And stop. Hers is even better because her phone's so slow to load. You can't even tell which photo she picks until, like, after. That's... You can post that. Man, I wish she had more embarrassing photos.
I feel like you
have, like, really lame photos in your phone.
I could post this one.
Oh, that is such... No, it has your last name in it.
I can edit it on my computer.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm surprised it honestly didn't land in a One Direction photo, because to be honest, I have, like, no life, so I don't take pictures of, like, anyone or anything, because I don't have anything interesting in my life, so I just save photos from the internet, and it's mostly of One Direction. Well, not of One Direction, it's of Harry Styles, let's be honest. Or reaction photos. Like, I had this one of Britney Spears, and she's just making all these faces. It's really funny. So those will be up on my Twitter as soon as possible. So check that out. It's, again, Way Hey Elsie. And on to celebrity news. Demi Moore is finally filing for divorce. Actually, I didn't know she didn't file for divorce yet. But that's her and Ashton Kutcher have been separated for a while now after he cheated on her. But he's already moved on. He's dating Mila Kunis, who he was co-stars with in That 70s Show. And to top it all off, Demi wants spousal support. Always about the money in divorce, isn't it? And Jessica, oh, this is good. Jessica Simpson let it slip that she was having a boy when she was on Jimmy Fallon. And she was talking about not like morning sickness and how nauseous she is and how her first pregnancy was really easy. And this is the exact quote from her. This is how she spilled the beans. She says, "The crazy thing is I never knew a wiener could make me this nauseous." Like, she said that on TV. Oh, that's such a bad way to say you have a boy. You're having a boy.
I can't wait for her boy to find out. Like, when he's older.
And then, like, she didn't even realize she let it slip. She just, like, got caught up on her wordplay. And then, like, Jimmy Fallon was laughing. And she's like, "Shush, you know what I mean." And she's like, "Oh, wait, I just said I was having a boy. Whoops." Just goes to show how stupid she is. And Kate Middleton kind of let it slip that she might be having a girl. Because this little girl is, like, handing her a teddy bear. And then she's like, "Oh, thank you. I'll take this and I'll give it to my And then she stopped. And then the lady next to her was like, "You were going to say daughter, weren't you?" And she's like, "No." And it's like, "Yeah, you probably were going to say daughter." But she says that they're not going to reveal it. So you'll have to wait till July or June or whenever her due date is. It's a summer month. And along pregnancy lines, Kim Kardashian was rushed to the hospital. Well, it was said that she was rushed to the hospital and that she was having a miscarriage. But reality is, it was much, much less exciting than that. She just went to the doctor for a regular checkup, and the doctor said she was too stressed. And now she's on ordered bed rest for a week. Just so she doesn't put too much stress on the baby. She has such a stressful life, going around just being famous for being famous. What a hard life she lives. How would I survive just, you know, waking up in the morning and having my hair done and my makeup done for me and going out and get pictures taken of me? Oh, what a hard life. You're awfully quiet over there, peanut gallery. You're usually the one piping up.
Sorry, I'm trying to edit this
picture. You don't have to edit it right now. I can put it on after the show. It'll be okay. Those pictures will be on by 9 o'clock. Because after 9 o'clock, I'm not doing anything. Well, not anything for this show. I'm watching Glee, and then I'm preparing for the Penguin Press Pass tomorrow after that. So it'll be on there by 9 o'clock. Trust me. And Jake, oh, this is this. I just put this in here because how silly E! Online is. Jake Gyllenhaal is rumored to be dating this Victoria's Secret model named Emily DiDonto. And E! News thought it was super important that she knew 5 things about this girl, this woman. There's 6 because I'm adding one. One, that she was not blonde but brunette. What? How crazy is that? He's dating outside of not a blonde. Oh, who would have thought? That's so stupid. Who cares what her hair color is? Okay, and one thing they thought you should know was that she models for Maven. 2, she's from New York. Oh, that's so unique. There's no one from New York. 3, she's an animal lover. Even more unique. What? 4, she has Italian roots, because that's super important to know about someone, what their heritage is, because, you know, she's not actually American. I'm being sarcastic. She is American. It doesn't matter what her roots are. She's American. And 5, that her celebrity crush is Bradley Cooper. What? Wow, she just sounds like an everyday girl, doesn't she? E! Online, just sometimes they report ridiculous things. Like, I like E! Online. It's really reliable. But they just say stupid things. Like, why do I care about these five things? Like, I could have done without those five things, honestly. My life would have been complete without those five things. Honestly. Honestly. And next, I'm going to play the Black Keys, Lonely Boy. This is DJLC on radio.dominican.edu. And so far, we have covered a whole bunch. We have covered Kids' Choice Awards, movies, TV shows. We played Poster Purge, which BT Dubs, you can do the same. You can play it too. And then you can upload you can send me the photos on my Twitter. Sorry, I couldn't think of the word. I use Twitter a lot. So if you ever want to contact me, Twitter is the way. And I went through some of the celebrity news. And again, I'm going to push this a lot. My Twitter is WeyHeyLC, WeyHeyLC. And this is Black Keys Lonely Boy. Right now. And that was the Black Keys with Lonely Boy. Because they have a love that keeps them waiting. So they're lonely boys. And we are back with me, DJLC, on Tinsel Talk. And up next, we have more celebrity gossip news. Is it really gossip if it's the truth. Maybe it's the gospel truth. including Why Justin Needs Me as a Friend Part 2 and What the Deal Is with Taylor Swift. Let's just say that's a long one. Chris Brown got into another fight, and this time it was with his friend slash security guard, Big Pat, he's called, and they left him in Bermuda because of the fight. And after the plane landed to refuel, there was a confrontation that happened on the plane, a physical confrontation, and both Big Pat and Chris Brown left the plane and went into the airport, and then Chris Brown's bodyguard refused to get back on the plane with him, so then Chris Brown took off and left him there, and the bodyguard got the first flight back to JFK. And I've said this a whole bunch of times, that Chris Brown is probably like the worst person on the planet, or close. He's up there. Like, he's really just a bad person, and people need to realize that and stop supporting his musical career. And next up, Kelly Osbourne fainted on the set of Fashion Police, and she was taken to the hospital and is at the hospital, but there is no new news out. So anyone knows is that she fainted on the set of Fashion Police, which I would probably faint on the set of Fashion Police too, just to get out of it. That show is terrible. It's so boring. And Joan Rivers is so obnoxious. I cannot stand that woman. And this leads me into Justin Bieber and how he was doing a concert in London on the O2 Arena, and he needed medical breathing assistance, and he was told that he shouldn't continue the concert, but he finished the concert and went straight to the hospital. And earlier in this month, he's been spotted with a gas mask on, and he's been complaining for a while of having a hard time breathing. So that's not good. And he doesn't have asthma. I looked it up, because I looked up like symptoms of like trouble breathing, and asthma was the first one. So then I Googled to see if he had asthma. He doesn't have asthma. And so on the list was like pneumonia, bronchitis, heart disease. So I guess we will see. Oh, but then this leads into Why Justin Needs Me as a Friend Part 2. Because when he was in the hospital, he's posted a bunch of pictures on his Instagram, and he decided that it was okay to post this picture. Actually, I'm gonna put it on my Twitter. He decided to post this picture of him, and he has, like, he doesn't have, he has, what is that thing called in the hospital?
A gown.
He has the gown all the way down. It's, like, barely covering his junk, and he's just laying in bed. Is he throwing at the peace sign?
No.
Thank goodness. Thank the Almighty.
Was he?
Wait, I can totally check right now because I'm on his Instagram.
No.
Thank the Almighty. He's not throwing up the peace sign, thank goodness. But he's laying there with no shirt on, and the gown is like all the way down to his private parts. And it's just like, why? Why did you feel the need to put the gown down there? Why do you feel the need to post this picture of yourself in the hospital bed with no clothes on? Like, what are you doing? Oh my God, it's so irritating. I saw that at dinner, and I went off at dinner. Why would you do that? Like, put your gown on, you little turd. And this goes into, me and Cassandra saw this picture of him, and he's wearing, was it two watches on one arm, or is it a watch on both wrists?
A watch on each arm.
He had a watch on each arm, and then he was throwing up peace signs with both hands, and it's like the most painful picture to look at, because I really can't stand when people throw up peace signs and there's two of them in there. Like, that's just stupid. You look dumb when you throw up a peace sign. And then he's wearing two watches. Like, he can't tell time. Like, I don't even... Why would you need two watches? Like, are they two different time zones?
He's worn two watches on one wrist before.
Well, I know in one music video, one of the girls in his music video was wearing two watches on the same wrist, because it bothered me when I saw that music video. I don't understand that. Why? What is the point of that?
Does it help you keep track of time better? Does it remind you that
You're like, stupid.
I don't understand.
But it's like, is one set to one time zone and the other set to another, which is dumb in that, because why can't you calculate different time zones? Like, I know Germany is 9 hours ahead of me. I know the UK is 8. I know New York is 3. A part of Florida is 2. Hawaii is 3 behind. Like, I can calculate it on my own. Thank you very much, Justin Bieber. Why can't you? I've seen that picture before, and it's horrendous. Oh, he just... And then, Justin Bieber. That just get that picture off the screen. I can't look at those stupid leopard print pants any longer. Oh, on his birthday, he tweeted, "Worst birthday ever." And, like, of course, all these little girls are like, "Oh, Justin, what happened? I hope you're okay. Da 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 da." And, like, you know, worst birthday ever. It's your birthday, so it's automatically a good day. So something really bad has to happen for it to be the worst birthday ever. Like, you lived another year. Be happy about that. And then there was reports that he got, like, kicked out of a club. Like, his people got in a fight with the club people, and they got kicked out of the club. So he went to Instagram. This is just an example of him doing too much. He posted a blank photo. It's just a black screen. And it says, the comment that he left, it says, "The funny moment when people believe I've brought underage people to a club. You think Will," as in Will Smith, "is letting his 14-year-old in a club? I don't think so. Second, I love how the club wanted to give the press another reason to why we didn't stay at their weak blank club, so they wouldn't look bad for me walking in and right back out. I said worst birthday, but that was due to dummies pushing over my fans and being overly aggressive. BT dubs, it wasn't the worst birthday because all my friends back home flew in. I was just mad in the moment." No, you were just being a brat. Like, you're acting like you're 12. Grow up. Like, it doesn't matter if it, like, that whole, like, "I was just mad in the moment." No, you're being a little brat. That's what you're doing. And you wanted attention. You wanted people to be like, "Oh, Justin, it's okay. We still love you." Because, of course, that's what you got. You're a spoiled little brat, and you're getting on my nerves. And then, a couple nights ago, he was late. He was 40 minutes late for his show. And he said it was due to technical difficulties. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. He can't control technical difficulties. But then the next day, he showed up 3 minutes early. And it's like, and he made sure it was 3 minutes early. Like, that was some gift. Like, "Ooh, wow, 3 minutes earlier after you were late 40 minutes. Like, that still doesn't make it up, first off. So then you're just doing too much with that whole 3 minutes. You might as well just been on time instead of 3 minutes earlier. Trust me, your fans can wait 3 minutes. They already waited 40. Like, oh, he's so annoying. My gosh, just really gets my goat. Just steals that goat every time. And I used to really like Justin Bieber too. Just really gone downhill since I opened my eyes. But now the big topic. Taylor Swift. Dun 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 dun. Excuse me. That's disgusting, but it was gonna be louder if I didn't turn away real fast. So, a couple months ago, when do you think the Golden Globes was? Like, 2 months ago? Three? It was like 2 months ago when Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, when they were hosting the Golden Globes, they made a little comment, a little joke. It was a joke. It was clearly a joke about how Taylor Swift should take a break from guys and just have some me time. And it was clearly meant as a lighthearted joke. Well, Taylor Swift didn't think that was so funny. And in this month's new Vanity Fair issue, she was, in reference to that, she quoted Madeleine Albright saying, "There's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women," referencing Tina Fey and Amy Poehler saying they're going to hell for this comment. And Tina Fey's response was, "If anyone was going to get mad at us, I thought it would be James Cameron. I did not see that one coming. It was a lighthearted joke." Amy Poehler said, "I feel bad if she was upset. I am a feminist and she's a young and talented girl. That being said, I do agree I'm going to hell, but for other reasons, mostly boring tax stuff." So clearly they weren't fazed, which they shouldn't be. And here is my response to it. I mean, it's not really my response, but it was so perfectly worded, it should have been my response. Like, this is exactly what I was feeling. But I got it from Tumblr. It was on a post, and it was from the Tumblr user, "Oh, it's Ryan." So I'm citing this person. It says, "As somebody who genuinely enjoys Taylor Swift's music and even finds her to be quite talented, here's my problem with her. This is a girl who has built a career off of victimizing herself time and time again. This is a girl who is 23 years old and publicly mocked her ex-boyfriend at the Grammys in the most childish way ever. This is a girl who wrote an entire song about Camille Bell being a slut. And yet, when Tina Fey and Amy Poehler crack a joke about her, rather than laugh it off like a normal celebrity would do, she victimizes herself again. And even worse, she's turning it into an issue of women supporting each other. I'm sorry, but give it me a break. It's one thing to constantly victimize yourself, but it's another thing when you constantly slam others and other women in your songs and then try to play the victim when it comes back and bites you in the butt. I'm sorry, but it doesn't work that way. I probably wouldn't be annoyed by this if she stood behind herself and the things she does. But the fact that she acts as if she's allowed to publicly bash others without anybody bashing her in return is just stupid. Suck it up and grow a pair, Taylor Swift." And when I saw that, I like just clapped at my screen, because that's exactly how I feel. Like, it doesn't matter. To me, it doesn't matter who she's dated or what happened in those or what song she wrote about them. But the fact that she tries to act so innocent about it all, that's what gets me. Like, clearly you're not that innocent. You have some part in it. Just stand up for what is really you. And along with this, she is saying that she's sick of tabloids saying that she's obsessed over guys. But you've built your whole career off of being obsessed with guys, so just stand behind it. Like, yeah, I like boys. I'm a little obsessed with guys. Who cared? Like, if you said that, you'd be like, okay, yeah, at least she knows who she is. At least she's true to herself. And then she goes on to say that she's only dated two guys since 2010. Excuse me, Taylor Swift. I'm going to call BS on that one. And these two guys, she said, were Harry Styles and Connor Kennedy. But that was just in a span of, like, 6 months that she dated them. And so, me and Cassandra here, we did a little research. And according to our calculations, she dated Corey Monteith from Glee in 2010, Jake Gyllenhaal in late 2011, and in 2012, she dated Connor, and in 2 weeks later, Harry. And a jumble of others in the late 90s, late 2009, early 2010, but the dates weren't exactly clear, so we couldn't involve some of them. And so if you're clearly a little boy crazy, that's fine,
but just own up to it.
Yeah, just own up to it.
And don't, like, lie and don't to
try
yourself.
To don't try to say you've only dated two. You've dated at least four, maybe five or six in that time. Don't say two. Just own up to what you've done, okay? And there's rumors still going on about her dating Ed Sheeran just because they're on tour together and just because they hang out together and just because they're friends. And he's said so many times over that they're not dating. He is not her type, which I don't get. Like, you don't like nice guys, Taylor? Like, who wouldn't date Ed Sheeran? He's amazing. But he has said time and time again, I think the only way that he'll ever get away from this is to tattoo, "I don't like Taylor Swift" on my forehead. That's the only way. And of course, she's not commenting on it because she loves the press that it's getting. So, because she likes press that comes from the boys that she's around. Another thing, she acts like she doesn't, but she does. She loves it. She eats that up like it's chocolate cake. And on a show, Chelsea Handler came up with this theory. She says, this is quoted from her, "My theory about Taylor Swift is that she's a virgin and that everyone breaks up with her because they date her for 2 weeks and she's like, I'm not going to do it. And they're like, oh, well, forget it. Then I don't want to date you. Every guy thinks they're going to de-virginize her and they're not. She's never going to get de-virginized ever, 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 ever. But I think it's the exact opposite. I think that she sleeps with all these guys, and when they start getting into a real relationship, she can't handle it because they'll, you know, get into a fight or something, and she can't handle that type of thing. because clearly she's 12 mentally. And that's why I think her problem is like they get into a fight, she can't handle it, she just leaves. Right? Am I right?
You are.
On Ed? What? Do you have something to say because you're on Ed's thing?
Oh, he just tweeted about that the rumors are ridiculous and they're not true. And then he posted that video of that animal.
What animal is that?
It's a
lemur?
No, a loris.
A loris?
Yeah, a loris. And it can kill you.
Not that the animal's important. The tweet is what's important. Yeah. That the rumors were ridiculous. But then in the same, this is like kind of off topic because it's not Taylor Swift. But in the same, I thought it was funny still. In the same interview, Chelsea Handler talks about Angelina Jolie. She's like, Angelina Jolie seems like a demon. It's nothing to do with Jennifer Aniston, who Chelsea Handler is friends with. As a woman, I know when you see somebody walking across the room, that's a bad girl. I just don't like Angelina Jolie. I don't think she's a girl's girl. I like girls' girls. And honestly, I think it's kind of biased just because she is friends with Jennifer Aniston. But I thought it was funny. She just straight up like, she's a demon. Like, that's hilarious. Who says that? She's definitely... I love Chelsea Handler. She is not afraid of nobody.
She really isn't.
It's hilarious. She'll just like say whatever she wants about you. I wish I had those female balls to do that to someone's face, because she basically does it to their face. She doesn't care if they watch. But those were the things she had to say. And when Chelsea Handler was asked whose side she was on, because everyone was taking polls on whose side were they on, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler's or Taylor Swift's, and she said she didn't have the time to care. Although Taylor Swift is ridiculous and no one should be on her side ever until she grows a pair and owns up to what she does. So, we have come to the end of the show. Again, you're listening to DJLC on Tinsel Talk. And I will not be here next week because next week is spring break. Hallelujah. But I will be here the week after. And again, I'm trying the blog spot, but it's not letting me reblog. It's not letting me repost. It's not letting me post anything. And I don't know how to fix it, but I'm still trying. But if you go on to radio.dominican.edu, you scroll down, find my show. You can find, and there's a little icon for Facebook. And it'll be, you can click on that. You can like my Facebook page. And I check that frequently. But I will be checking my Twitter even more because I really like Twitter. And my Twitter again is WeyHeyLC. WeyHeyLC. And my poster purge pictures will be up there, along with the Justin Bieber in the hospital bed will be up there. And you should follow it because I might see some funny stuff. I don't know. I'll just post on there randomly. I'm pretty good at Twitter. I've even like fixed it up. It has a nice pretty icon and a nice header picture. It's really nice looking. So follow that. And you can hear again 2 weeks. Same time, same place, 7 to 8. Only at radio.dominican.edu. And I am out.
I can't get these memories out of my mind, and some kind of madness has started to evolve. I tried so hard to let you go, but some kind of madness is swallowing me whole. Yeah, I have finally seen the light, and I have finally back some